Sermon. Thoughts on Luke 17-19. Buffalo, New York, July 17, 1909. Luke 17, verse 19. Faith hath made thee whole. We need to encourage faith. We need the simplicity that Christ has encouraged us to have, all the representations that he has given us, to have a large increase of faith, and that faith growing continually. We are not safe Christians unless we exercise that faith in Jesus Christ that we may exercise when we can read his words in the scriptures. They are not found that returns to give glory to God. Faith hath made thee whole. Luke 17, verse 18-19. How many of us have been learning since we believed that Christ had forgiven our sins? How many, I ask you, have been in a position to be impressed by what they see, to be impressed by what they hear? God wants us to have impressive hearts. He wants us to be in a position that he can make an impression on the human heart. He said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Verse 19. Will we not encourage that faith that takes hold of the promise of God, and then the reality will come to us? Verses 20-27. When he was demanded of the Pharisees, the flood came. Now there had been warnings given there for many years, yet they had not turned to the Lord. Some few did take hold at first, but others mocked them out of it. Verses 27-37. Until the day that Noah entered into the ark, Lot, shall it be in the days, eagles be gathered. Luke 18, verse 1. Now we see that representations are given by our Lord. And he spake a parable unto them to this end. Faint. I am astonished when I find men and women, but especially men in responsible positions, and yet they do not offer a vocal prayer with the care and burdens that come upon them. They do not offer a vocal prayer, and my heart aches. Last night I felt such a burden to think of souls that ought to stand under the responsibilities that they bear, seeking their counsel from God every day, morning, noon, and night. They won't get any too much. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, not to faint. Luke 18, verse 1. Don't you think we ought to see the many souls converted that we do not see today? If we could only see the interest with which heaven is looking upon the whole scene, we would see that those that are seeking to be righteous have special help. They will ask, and God says he will hear them and answer them. Now, just as many as will humble their hearts before God and commit the keeping of their souls to God may not realize at the moment all they would like to, but when they are in peril, Jesus delivers them, and he finds a way out for them. It is the praying souls that are under the special care of God. Verses 2-5. Saying, There was in a city a judge. She weary me. Now he would be advantaged in that respect. Verses 6-8. What a question! The faith will be so filled with objectionable traits that the Lord cannot do anything with them. But there is no need of it. We have a Thus saith the Lord, and we can take right hold of this Thus saith the Lord. Verses 9-14. Abased. Will we take that to heart? And he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Then let us humble ourselves so much that we learn our lessons of the great teacher, and be so glad of the privilege of learning right out of this very book that I am speaking from. Verse 15. The mothers had been gathering these children and preparing them for quite a little journey to go and find Christ, that they might receive the blessing that would help them to teach them that Christ had laid his hands upon them and blessed them, and it would be such a help. Therefore she wanted to go, and her neighbors united with her, and they accompanied her, and they came with their children. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Verse 16. I have known little children that have come and asked that I would pray for them. Certainly I will, said I. Well, they never forgot it all their lives. verses 17 to 24. You see, there was a large crowd around him, and he must give these lessons. They might assent to things that are good and righteous, but when it comes to the battle to deny self, it is a very hard thing for some. Verses 25 to 27. He sees the intention. He sees the heart surrender. And as soon as he sees the heart surrender, then he gives the help. He gives the power of the overcomer so that he shall not miss of heaven.
Verses 26 to 27. It is God that makes the impression. It is the Lord that impresses. Therefore, when the preaching is going on, we do not know how many hearts are being affected, so that sermon will do them good afterward. But we must do our best to present before all the dangers and the invitations and the helpfulness that is offered to everyone that enters into the strife to become an overcomer. Verses 26 to 27. He sees the earnestness. He knows the sincerity of every soul, and he places advantages in their way that they can take hold of these advantages at a time when they need that help. Verses 28 to 33. He held out hope that they might entertain, and it seems that they had almost all of them forgotten that. Luke 18, verse 34, 19:5. Now here was one that could read and understand the great desires of the people, that they might know him. Verses 6 to 9. Oh, what words of comfort and encouragement this was to those who heard it. Verse 10. Will you remember the mission? That is his pass into our world. He left the royal courts, and by the will of his Father, he came in our world as a little child. But did he leave his divinity behind him? No, indeed. He took his divinity with him. Humanity and divinity combined to give the lesson to every human being upon the face of the earth that if they would in their humanity have faith in the divinity of Jesus Christ, that humanity may overcome all the besetments of the evil that there is in the world through grasping a living faith in the divinity of Jesus Christ. Thus they could be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That is a great victory. Verses 10 to 16. Thank the Lord for that testimony, because it is possible. It is possible for humanity to grasp divinity, and when humanity lays hold upon divinity, then the power that comes with that divinity will help every living soul out of their tempers, out of their disposition, out of their unbelief. God wants us to understand that it is a battle that we are in. Verses 16 to 23, 24 to 37. They were repeating the good works of healing, they were repeating the raising of the dead, and they were repeating all the works that they could remind themselves of, and here a great blessing was coming from their lips. Verses 38, 39. Now the lesson, verse 40. Why? Prophecy must be fulfilled. Verses 41 to 44. Their only hope was in Christ, but they would not receive him. Verses 45, 46. Robbery in all the offerings that were being presented, it was robbery that they were carrying out. Verses 47, 48. Now we can understand that there is always a party that is continually working against the sacred truth that should be maintained. And unless we are wide awake and see what a work is being done in our world, we shall find that we are overtaken and that we have lost our chance of eternal life. Now you cannot afford it, not one of you. Self-denial is to be practiced by everyone that shall accept of Jesus Christ. Who was he? The Son of the living God. He laid aside his royal robe, he laid aside his royal crown, and he clothed his divinity with humanity, that humanity may grasp humanity, and that divinity might be grasped by humanity in the living faith of Jesus Christ,
that He is their Savior. We want every one of us to be in a position that we shall understand that we must work out our faith with fear and trembling. There is a work to be done in our world. When I saw this city, I have seen it before, but a long time ago. But I felt just as I felt when I have seen the cities. When, after my husband had finished his course, and through excessive labor he was borne to the grave, the last words that I caught from him, he could not articulate. "Husband, shall I take a work in connection with our sons? Shall I carry it on just as you and I have done, for the foreign countries? Shall I do it?" He nodded. Again I asked him, and he gave me the same motion. Now I have taken that right up. I have taken it right up. When I could have my children with me to help me carry the work, I was very glad. If not, then I would take it with an attendant that I have had that is with me now, and has been with me for the last 30 years to look after me, which she has done faithfully. Then I would enter the places, and I would speak to the people in Europe. I would speak to them in France. I would speak to them then when I went to Australia. There were battles to fight, I can assure you, and it is impossible to describe anything about it. But I want to say, when the Lord sees that we are willing to work, He will give us the power to work. The Lord God of heaven is not unreasonable.
I thought I could not come on this journey. I thought it was an impossibility for me to leave St. Helena, and all my writings that I had to manage there. But when I came to the General Conference, there was a power from on high that came upon me, and I no more held my peace. There it was, before that immense crowd, coming from all parts of the world and all nationalities. And God gave His message to me to bear to that large crowd of people. Ever since that time I have been at work. And before that my son said, "You need go now only to just one place." And I went to 14 before I got to the meeting. Now, I want to say there are some that I was talking to, but not today. I want to tell you. I want to see the converting power, that everyone that reads their Bibles may understand what day God has sanctified. When you read your Bibles on your bended knees, you will see that God has sanctified the seventh day, the Sabbath day, and He wants every one of us to be obedient. Now I tell you to search the Scriptures, lest you be left out with those that have darkened their minds, and you cannot afford it. We want life, an eternal life that measures with the life of God. Oh, I know that He will give to every one of you that seek it that blessed assurance that it shall be yours. If you will follow on to know the Lord, you shall know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. Well, you know how the preparation of the morning is. We need not describe it. But I want to tell you there is a heaven to win, and I want to know how many of you will make a decided movement for eternal life. I want to know how many will consider that our God calls upon them to make a decided movement, else He cannot help you. Who, I ask you, will be determined that you will give yourselves to Him? At every step I have felt that I had to exercise faith and go in feebleness. But when I stood before the people, I could talk to the people, and my voice could reach any number. I want to tell you that there is a living God. He wants every soul to have a crown of immortality placed upon his brow. He wants to see His image in you. He wants to see you about His throne. He wants to place a crown of glory upon your brow. He wants to place a harp in your hand. And He wants to throw open the golden gates of the city of God and welcome everyone in that will show that they will keep His commandments here, that they will do His will here in this life. It means something to us whether we are obedient or disobedient. I have more to say on this subject, but I want right here to ask you, Who of you will make a decided movement right here? Who will give themselves to the Bible? I do not ask you to believe anything that is not in that. I ask you to believe the word of Jesus Christ, who laid off his royal robe, who laid off his kingly crown, who clothed his divinity with humanity, and walked on foot to give his lessons to the people that would accumulate and accumulate. There they were, and he teaching them. They were hungry, and he knew it. Now he says, "This people are hungry, and they must have something to eat. Well, we have got nothing but a few loaves and fishes. How can they feed such a multitude? Well, here is a grassy spot. Bid them sit down." And there they were seated on that beautiful grass ground. And then he broke up the food in small pieces and passed them, through his disciples, to the multitude. Now they had enough. And he said, "Gather up the fragments, that nothing be lost." How much did they gather? Why, on one occasion it was 7 baskets full, and on another occasion it was 12. Here you can see what Christ can do for us. Why don't we have more faith in him? That is the question. There will be every sort of error started that will want to break up into parties, and all this. But we have to look to the ruler. We have to look to Jesus Christ, the Mighty One. There is life, everlasting life, in the kingdom of glory for the overcomer. What more could God offer to you? He will help you in all your wrestling, in all your trials. You can lay it right before him. I have had to do so in my case on this journey, when it seemed to me I could not stand before the public. But as soon as I was upon my feet, there seemed to be a power upon me that I could not keep my voice. It had to go to the people. And thus I worked all through that conference. The Lord was with me in that immense conference. I have faith in God. I have faith in his word, and I want everyone that wants to have eternal life, I want you to believe in Jesus Christ, the one that can do all things for you. He can minister. He can teach. He can guide them into truth, and let us work for the Master.
Who is it will take up the work? I have it. I cannot let go of it. I shall work perhaps till I am taken right in the desk. I shall be 82 years old next November, and I want to say, I love Jesus. There is nothing too hard for me to do for the Master. I love him, and I want to bring souls to him, remembering that there was a time then that cup of agony was trembling in his hands just before his crucifixion. The idea of sin being upon him and separating him from his Father, it was such that he felt he could not endure it, and the bloody sweat came from his brows and moistened the sod of Gethsemane. And this is what my Savior suffered, that humanity might grasp divinity, and that we, through the power of divinity, might be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Who of you will accept of Christ and give your life to him as you never have done before? Who will search the scriptures to see what is truth? Who will seek all the comfort and encouragement that Christ has given, and I have mentioned only a few items? Who will do so? Let them rise right up. Thank God. Heavenly Father, we come to thee at this time and present to thee the covenant that has been made by this people, that they will seek the Lord with all their hearts, that they may find him. Let thy blessing come to this people, I pray thee. Let thy great grace be upon them. Sweep back every mist and every cloud of darkness, and let the sunlight of thy glory into their souls, that they may keep this pledge that they have made to thee
in standing upon their feet today. Thou knowest the hearts of every one. Thou art acquainted with every sorrow. Thou knowest how to heal the brokenhearted. Thou knowest how to set the captives free from the power of Satan. Thou knowest just what to do to break every yoke, that they may seek the Lord, that the angels of God may go with those and accompany them when they shall leave this house. And thou, Heavenly Father, thou canst give them force and power and healing of soul. Thou canst disappoint the enemy. Thou canst let thy light shine into the chambers of the mind and into the soul temple. Thou canst take the afflicted ones. Thou canst heal them. And thou canst give peace and quietude to the disturbed minds. I come to thee, my Savior, and I ask thee that thou wouldest give that help that humanity may recognize divinity through Jesus Christ and grasp that divinity, that they may work the good warfare, that they may press the battle to the gates and the city of God, the gates be thrown back upon their glittering hinges, and the nations that have kept the truth shall enter in. We want heaven. We want life, eternal life in the kingdom of glory. Let thy blessing rest upon this people. Give comfort to the desponding. Lift up the hearts of the despairing, and may they see the Savior in Jesus Christ, that humanity may grasp divinity, and that the glory of God may be revealed. A little nearer, Lord. A little nearer to this people. Comfort their hearts. Let them see where their hope is. It is to believe every word that has proceeded from the lips of Jesus Christ, and then be obedient to all his requirements. O my Savior, I praise thee with heart and soul and voice. I thank thee, my Savior, that thou canst impress these minds. Let them leave this meeting with the deep impression of the Holy Spirit of God. May they see such light in thy light that they will not trample thy commandments anymore. Jesus, we love thee. We see in thee matchless charms, and we want this people to come to a knowledge of the truth. We see the unconverted in the cities. We see that help must be given. We see that souls must take up the work, and oh, glorify them, my blessed Jesus. Give them truth, the power of the truth in the heart, and may they seek to enlighten the minds that are in darkness, that they may be brought to rejoice in the triumphs of thy cross, and thy name shall have all the glory.